Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I just want to support businesses and like-minded patriots who think the lockdowns are destroying families, businesses, churches, schools, and support a worthy cause. I don't buy the fact that the entire economy has to be shut down, but yet you can have thousands of people in area malls and big box stores crowding around each other, and that's okay. So I think the fight continues, and this is a really great event to show that there's a lot of support behind the silent majority, where people are angry about lockdowns and the destruction of the economy, and that the so-called cure of COVID is worse than the disease.
Any concerns about this event? You know, you got a lot of people in one spot, nobody's wearing masks. You know, not a lot of social distancing either.
Zero concerns, and that's what makes America great. We're all adults. We can look at logic and facts and reason and make our own choices. And COVID's very serious. It's a deadly disease, especially for those who are immune compromised or the vulnerable. But I'm an adult, and I make a choice to live the life the way I want to. And COVID is a disease where a lot of people that have it don't even know it. And most that do recuperate fully. And so I think one end of the extreme is bad, where you just have everything wide open and not protect the elderly or the immune compromised. But also, too, on the opposite end of the spectrum, you shouldn't shut down the entire economy. You can have a healthy balance of both. And there are people here with masks. Some are social distancing. Others choose not to, myself included. And I think that's what makes America great.
You're a representative of the county. I mean, do you have any concerns that the county would come in here and say, you know, this is not a safe event?
Well, the county never came into a Black Lives Matter protest. The county never stopped the Biden rally in Bidwell Parkway. So government should not pick and choose conservative events compared to radical progressive events. And so that would not be fair if the county came in here and tried to shut down this event when they let the Biden rally go on in Bidwell Parkway and they let people riot and destroy businesses and attack cops in downtown Buffalo.
Another topic, I know you sent a letter to the legislature today. Any, you know, a little early, but any response at all?
No response from the administration, but a lot of county employees reached out to me. They're not happy about the fact that the Polling Cars administration is being rather secretive when it comes to county employees that have tested positive for coronavirus. And I'm just trying to keep employees safe as well as the public who comes into contact with them safe as well. There's no reason to hide or keep a secret who tested positive for coronavirus anymore, especially if it is deemed to be a health risk. So I'd encourage the Polling Cars administration to be as open as New York State is, quite frankly, when it comes to notifying people of coronavirus.
What do you want the county executive or the county administration to do in this case?
I think they should just be consistent. There should be people taking temperatures at the Rath building. Right now, they simply have the honor system that if you don't feel well, you shouldn't come in. And I think in this case and any other case, they should notify county employees who work with individuals that tested positive for COVID, so they can either quarantine or take health precautions themselves, because what they're doing right now isn't working and it's not safe for employees.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.